T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
If KU had decided, no,
yeah,
we're done, there would be two banners not hanging at Allen Fieldhouse. John Calipari is a good basketball coach.
He won one, I think, in the last 15 years. He won.
Well, he also won one at Memphis.
Right, but I'm talking about at Kentucky. I think
Correct.
He's got one.
Correct. But he is a good coach, and you don't get rid of a good coach like him.
Oh, Scott, and then, I don't and know. Weren't they one and done again last year or 2 years ago?
Well, in the last 5 years, they are one and
it's been bad.
One and four. Or okay, the last 4 years,
real
they're
quick,
one and
can
four.
We talk about the darling? Is it Jack Golke? Is that how you say
yes.
his name?
Yes.
Who basically went from some Division II school that no one has ever heard of, barely got on this Division II school team, then transferred from that team
to Oakland,
and then just lit the court on fire with three-pointers last night.
He hit 10 three-pointers last night.
Unbelievable.
Here's another fun fact. I watched way too much ESPN this morning when Sarah was over for pancakes. Nobody has scored 30 points in an NCAA tournament game that did not include at least a couple of two-pointers.
Wow.
He's the only one who has scored 30 points in an NCAA tournament game that were
all
three pointers. That's correct.
Did you see after like number six, he stuck his tongue out?
Did
and then he did like the Michael Jordan.
Right. He was really humble after the game. I watched, and this was on SportsCenter this morning, but you know, he was one of the kids that they brought. And I don't mean kids derogatorily, but you get my point. He was one of the kids that they brought out for the post-game news conference. And he said, I know that, and I'm paraphrasing, close enough to be dangerous. He said, I know that I have no chance of ever playing in the NBA. But when this team is on fire and when we play our game, we're as good as anybody else on that court.
TheAthletic.com today has an article that says Oakland's Jack Golke, the unlikely NCAA tournament hero we never saw coming.
Yeah. He was awesome.
A Division II transfer who didn't start but never left the floor once he entered the game. And then Then he never actually got back to the locker room to shower until he was practically dragged there because so many people had lined up and in some cases crawled over seats to greet him.
Wow.
He might have just made himself a March Madness cult hero, especially because he looks like a high school history teacher. Everyone loves someone who looks relatable and can do crazy things. He does look like he's about 40 years old.
Clemson is making mincemeat of New Mexico. Connecticut is destroying the Stetson Hatters.
Bless their hearts. I love that name.
Halftime, 52-19. I mean, take your foot off their throat.
Come on.
Northwestern.
All gas, no brakes, baby.
All gas, no brakes. You're so funny, Sam. Northwestern beat Florida Athletic today. Baylor sent Colgate home crying. San Diego State just beat UAB, and Dana, your bracket, at least in this regard, is safe. Marquette
Thank goodness.
Sent Western Kentucky back home.
They're going all the way, baby!
87-69. My Nebraska Cornhuskers play tonight at 5:50. First time in 10 years. Can't wait. That'll be very exciting. Today is also the start of the women's tournament.
Yep.
And I don't know that there's ever been a time where people have looked more forward to the women's tournament than this year.
I can't wait.
Tickets are literally flying off the shelves.
Six times the amount of ticket sales than for the men's tournament.
That's for the Final Four. The men's championship has sold more, but it's also in a much larger venue.
Yep.
Much larger venue.
Did you hear about this? Counterfeit Chiefs, Royals, and Kansas championship rings headed for Atchison have been seized. I'm going to show you a picture here in just a minute. They are so obviously counterfeit. I mean, Scott, one of these looks like you got it out of a gumball machine.
Okay. Where did we get that? Power play?
Federal agents seized dozens of fake rings meant to resemble those celebrating a Chiefs Super Bowl title, a Royals World Series crown, and a Kansas men's basketball championship. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency in Cincinnati, Ohio, stated that the officers seized a shipment on Thursday with 90 fake championship rings bearing the registered trademarks of the NFL, the NCAA, and Major League Baseball. 40 2019 Chiefs Super Bowl rings, 20 1969 Chiefs Super Bowl rings, 15 1985 Kansas City Royals rings, and 15 2022 Jayhawk Champions rings. The shipment originated from Hong Kong and was headed for a residence in Atchison, Kansas. Hmm. The USCBP stated that the specialist noticed, quote, the rings were poor quality, had inferior packaging, a low declared value, were inaccurately declared, and lacked security features. It was deemed inauthentic and was seized as counterfeit trademarks. The manufacturer's suggested retail price would have been $2.71 million had the rings been genuine. Now, I'm going to ask you, look at the rings again. Why would someone in Atchison, Kansas?
I wouldn't buy a single one of those.
You guys, they look ridiculous. They don't even remotely.
They look dark and almost like.
The lettering is off. This is the worst. Because the person in Atchison's like going to be charged, aren't they?
Well, somebody's going to get charged,
like,
yeah.
Receiving counterfeit.
Yeah, and then whoever made it and shipped it to them, yes, of course. They're dark. Usually a Super Bowl ring or a World Series ring or a national NCAA title.
I guess what I'm asking is, why would there be a market for this? What, are you going to walk around and show your friends and pretend like you were on the staff of the Royals when they won the World Series in 85?
Let me ask you something.
Like bump into George Brett and be like, hey, bro.
But let me ask you this. These are clearly not Super Bowl rings. They don't even look like Super Bowl rings. I'm sure
they're not heavy enough. They're not large enough.
No,
they're not.
This is probably something that you would sell to someone and they would put like on, you know, down in their basement on the TV stand or something.
Okay.
With, you know, a jersey to the left or right. These are not exact replicas. So why is that a crime?
Ooh.
These are not. They're not exact replicas. Those don't even look like Super Bowl rings.
They're still using an NFL logo that is trademarked. They are still using the Jayhawk, which is 100% trademarked.
That's a fair point.
And the World Series ring doesn't look like anything remotely resembling MLB. So I don't know about that one.
I put on the Royals World Series ring back in 2015.
I'm not saying it's okay. I just don't know that. Does the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, like, aren't there other things they could be doing? Because when you see these rings, we will post them on social. You will laugh out loud. This is not high-level federal crime type stuff.
They look like trash.
Yes, correct.
They look like trash.
Correct.
I wouldn't buy that from anybody. I mean, that is like a Gucci knockoff in New York. That is a bad Gucci knockoff. Sam wants to update the South Carolina Gamecocks versus Presbyterian game in the women's bracket.
Remind us again, Scott, what were they favored by?
The spread in that game was
54.5.
Well, they didn't beat the spread. They only put the whooping on them by 52 points.
Oh,
91 to 39.
How do the odds makers know that? How do they know that?
Because they are paid a lot of money to get it as close as possible.
Yeah, 91 to 39.
Bless their hearts. Bless their little Presbyterian hearts.
Thanks for coming. Bye-bye
now. I'm a Presbyterian.
No, I'm sorry.
This hurts. I'm
so sorry.
This hurts my heart. My people lost. I don't even know where Presbyterian College is.
I'm going home.
Wow. You guys see this? From the New York Post. The first human to have a Neuralink computer chip surgically implanted in his brain demonstrated how he uses his thoughts to move a computer cursor around his screen to play online. He's a quadriplegic.
Yep.
To play online chess and toggle a music stream on and off. Noland Arbaugh, a 29-year-old man who was paralyzed from the shoulders down due to a diving accident 8 years ago, joined a live stream along a Neuralink engineer on Twitter to show the public how the brain-computer interface works.
Do you want to explain a little bit what's going on here?
Yeah, so I love playing chess, and so this is one of the things that y'all have enabled me to do, something that I wasn't able to really do much the last few years, especially not like this. I had to use like a mouse stick and stuff, but now it's all being done with my brain. If y'all can see the cursor moving around the screen, that's all me, y'all. It's pretty cool, huh?
Actually, can you pause the song just for the audio
absolutely.
Coming through? And that was also done with your brain?
Yep. It's all brain power.
Wow. There.
Can you explain a little bit just to people who maybe don't have any context on this field or what's going on here? Yeah. How are you able to actually move the cursor?
Yeah, so we started out with trying out a few different things. We basically went from what we call kind of differentiating like imagined movement versus attempted movement. So a lot of what we started out with was attempting to move. So I would attempt to move, say, my right hand, left, right, forward, back. And from there, I think it just became intuitive for me to start imagining the cursor moving. Basically, it was like using the force on a cursor, and I could get it to move wherever I wanted, just stare somewhere in the screen, and it would move where I wanted it to. Which was such a wild experience.
This guy wants to know if you feel like a wizard.
Yeah, right.
So wait a minute. That was incredible when he said, would you mind turning the music down?
He turned it off.
And then he goes, you just did that with your brain. He goes, yeah. Mm-hmm. So what are the possibilities and where does this lead?
Well, I think the possibilities are limitless. He's the first, you know. I mean, think about this with other technology. This is like the first car. And
right.
Now look out the window at what we have outside. The first plane. Now look up into the sky. The first television. And now look at the flat screen at your home. Obviously, he is a pioneer in this sort of technology. There was a suggestion on one of the cable news channels this morning that at some point, excuse me, I just had a peanut M&M. That this could lead to quadriplegics being able to actually move.
Correct. That's what the original thinking was, because we talked it out on this program, Scott, where right now, if you think move your right hand, you don't have to think move your right hand. You just do it.
I move my right
and
hand.
It does it.
Yeah.
I don't see a way that Neuralink is going to get into your nervous system and make
because
your nerves work
because it's
again.
Providing the... the way I read it, because Elon Musk has something to do with this too, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, is that he wants it to become a thing where that technology is the link between the brain thinking, move your right hand, and then your right hand just moving. That technology becomes the link between those two things somehow.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're not there yet. Obviously.
I was going to say, I think this sounds more like some sort of cyborg robot thing, because again, there's no way this computer chip is going to make your nerves connect once again.
No, and none of us are doctors nor scientists. So I don't know, you know, I just repeat to you what I heard people who are much smarter than the three of us on television this morning. This would not be something that we're going to have tomorrow.
The FDA, by the way, gave the company clearance last year to do the first trial test.
Mm-hmm.
So the FDA is going, hey, let's do it. Private industry is leading the way in this.
It's absolutely brilliant. Now, he did admit that being the first ever human to get the chip implanted in his brain has not come without its challenges.
Okay.
But he would not elaborate on that. Quoting here from that young man, I believe he's 29 years old, Noland Arbaugh, it's not perfect. I would say that we have run into some issues. I don't want people to think that this is the end of the journey. There's a lot of work to be done, but it has already changed my life.
He did say he's learning new ways to use it every single day.
That's incredible. It's absolutely incredible.
And when it was first introduced, this idea of putting a chip in somebody's brain, everybody was like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Right.
But I think Elon Musk and his Neuralink company may have missed an opportunity to properly explain what this was supposed to be. And if this is simply for people who have, are we allowed to say disabilities anymore?
Yeah.
Okay. People with a disability to at least get some of their life back, their mobility back in one way or another, man, how could you be against it?
Well, and my question is, once it does build to the point that it's something that we're going to be putting on every single brain, because, you know, look at how many cars are out on the roadway right now, there's going to be a big learning curve.
Oh, sure there is.
Because he said it's taken weeks now just to learn how to move a cursor on a computer screen.
But it's going to get better and faster and better and faster every single day. Mm-hmm. Listen to this. Musk has long maintained that Neuralink could one day be used to help individuals regulate their mood and hormones, a possibility well within the potential capability, according to researchers. It is a breakthrough that could be of particular use for anyone with OCD, treatment-resistant depression.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. It's brilliant. I mean, say what you will about Elon Musk. He's a strange cat. But some of the things that he has spearheaded have been nothing short of life-altering, life-changing, whatever you want to call it. And this is one of them. This is the guy behind Tesla. This is the guy behind, I believe it's SpaceX, if I'm not mistaken, sending civilians into outer space. And now Neuralink. He's a genius, whether you like him or not. He is a genius. Telephone number is 913-586-7798.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
There was a spladle down at the T-Mobile Center at the wrestling tournament.
Sam, why?
Okay, what in the world is a spladle, and why is it legal in wrestling?
I don't know, but it looks uncomfortable. I'll tell you that right now.
You want to paint that word picture?
No, I don't. Mildly no, violating. We do not. I feel violated.
Awful Announcing on Twitter is calling it a very rare wrestling move. And I don't even know how to describe it.
It's extremely rare.
If you have ever seen like a Cirque du Soleil, where someone can take their legs and bend them, I don't want to talk about it, in an unnatural position.
I mean, you can't describe it without it sounding incredibly perverted.
Very sexual, yes.
Yeah.
It is a position no man wants to find himself in.
One of the announcers goes, and he just has nowhere to go here.
And he didn't even count it out.
No.
They're just letting him hang out in that position like it's comfortable.
And on and on.
He's for not like, getting out, guys.
What, 4 minutes, Scott?
No, longer than it should be. Longer than it should be.
Just vulnerable. Very vulnerable position.
Look it up if you want to see it. It's called the spladle. S-P-L-A-D-L-E.
God bless
Or don't look
kid.
It up. I would advise not.
By the way, you don't.
The poor wrestler who found himself splatled was from Nebraska.
Bless his heart.
And the splatler was from Ohio State,
Let's just say he's very limber.
Well, or either that or he is now.
might not have been before.
Get up and walk from that, kid. I'd rather not.
God.
Why do my hamstrings hurt?
Oh, my God. I've never even heard of a split. I don't wrestle either.
The word itself matches what I felt when I watched it.
Hang on. Let me look up.
No, please don't. You can play it, Sam.
Yeah.
The commentators are very, I guess it's exciting because
I didn't even know there was audio. I didn't listen
to it. Oh, yes, there is. You don't see this maneuver in wrestling ever, apparently. And so,
okay, here's the best way to describe
okay.
it. According to Merriam-Webster, to spread the legs wide apart.
Yeah, I told you, perverted.
Wide apart. That's all they have in the dictionary.
Wait, spradle. What?
Pull it up on Twitter, Sam. It is completely clean. And, yeah.
Looks like a spladle. We got a spladle. Yeah, but. Yep, we've got the count going. A spladle in the quarterfinals. Man.
And there is nowhere Hardy can go from this position, and the clock just continues to tick.
And you just ride. You okay. can't stay okay. with this. When
that was even accurate. There was nowhere for that young man to go.
Poor guy. He's just sitting there relaxing. All his hamstrings are being literally ripped out of his body.
Yeah, both of his knees are behind his
yes.
shoulders.
That's why I was trying to bring up the Cirque du Soleil yoga
human pretzel
angle of the discussion. Anyway, welcome wrestling fans, coaches, and enthusiasts to our town. We are glad
you're
here.
If you get splatled.
It is a $20 million impact to our city, and we are sorry if you get splatled.
I love the Webster Dictionary version. To spread the legs wide apart.
Can we get some more detail?
No, Sam, we cannot.
Man was arrested. We got another jerk air passenger here, kids. Man was arrested in Salt Lake City on Sunday after boarding a Delta Airlines flight without his own ticket.
Oh.
He got on the plane by using a photo of another passenger's boarding pass. Wycliffe Florizard, 26 years old from Texas, facing one felony charge of stowaway on vessel, according to a complaint filed in the U.S. District Court in Utah. If found guilty, he could be fined and faces up to 5 years in prison. Surveillance footage shows Florizard taking photos of multiple passengers' phones and or boarding passes while they were not looking, including one of a minor girl.
Oh, God.
He got on the flight using his phone as a boarding pass. U.S. gate agents typically do not check identification at boarding for domestic flights. Florizard is at least the third known passenger to board a flight in the United States and UK without a valid ticket this year, and only in March.
Explain this again. He has a printed copy of someone else's?
No, he's using his phone, and like, say they have their boarding pass on their phone, and they put their phone down on the seat or whatever, and he takes a photo of their phone's boarding pass.
I wouldn't have even known technology would allow you to do that. Because you know when you go to a concert, what it says every time?
It says you can't take...
Screenshots will not let you in, but we're allowing it on planes?
That's an active QR code. Whereas with plane tickets, it's just the same QR code.
No, but you have to scan your phone over the little ding, ding, ding
right,
when you board.
That scanned code is the same one that would print off on a ticket. Whereas when it's a concert ticket, that's a constantly changing code.
Okay, but doesn't this seem like an enormous loophole in air travel systems?
You want to guess how he got caught?
Please.
The flight, by the way, was completely booked.
There you go.
So when he got on the plane,
there wasn't a seat.
He went to the front lavatory.
Okay.
Waited in there until the plane had been secured. Once the doors were closed, he came out of the lavatory, went to the back lavatory, and waited there. Then when he came out of that room, a flight attendant noticed that all the seats on the plane were filled, and here's one extra person.
But this is terrifying, Scott, because he just happened to board a plane that was full, completely full. Mm-hmm. All of the other times he probably got away with this, he lucked out and it wasn't a full flight.
Interesting note, they said third time. Third time it happened.
Well,
and
that they know
caught.
Of.
Yeah.
This year. Not the third time for him, but the third time this year.
So would you also use, see, this is why I would be the world's worst criminal. I don't even understand how you would even get through the initial TSA.
Yeah, did he take his shoes off?
Security line without a
that's a great
without
question.
A ticket.
I don't know.
They want your ticket?
Mm-hmm.
I just flew. Let me think.
No, you have to give them your
You have
your
to give them your passport, your ticket.
Oh, and your ID.
And or your ID.
Well, it's passport, yeah. He was caught after giving the flight attendant a false seat number. Since Florizard was not authorized to be on board, the aircraft returned to the boarding gate. He was escorted off the plane and was greeted by law enforcement.
I was going to say, it is illegal to do that, correct?
5 years in prison, if convicted.
Good.
The crime is stowaway on vessel.
Bet we don't use that very often.
It's a felony charge.
It should be. But wait a minute. Why would we be doing this? It's only going to be for bad reasons.
Here it is. Florizard told officers he was visiting Utah for a snowboarding trip and needed to get home to see his family. He said he had a Southwest Airlines buddy pass, a free or heavily discounted ticket that employees can share with friends and family. Florizard told the police he had tried to get on two earlier Southwest flights, which were both full. He admitted he made a mistake and was only trying to get home.
Bet they're not buddies anymore.
Yeah, that camp companion pass has been revoked.
But that would explain how he got through the gate. He got through with the buddy pass.
With the buddy pass. Couldn't get on two other flights because Correct. They were booked. Totally booked.
Wouldn't you just assume that's a felony? That's some kind of federal crime?
I would assume that if you try to pull that stunt, you're a moron.
What if he had nefarious intent?
Well, that's the other thing.
Thank God he did not. Yeah. NCAA tournament updates. UConn is going to send Stetson home. They have 13 minutes left in the second. UConn is up 63-37. Clemson, 51. New Mexico, 38. Auburn, 12. Yale, 7. Northwest beat Florida Atlantic. And San Diego beat UAB. And currently, Florida leads Colorado.
So I was asking in the newsroom earlier, have we had a crying piccolo player yet? Because every year, you know, there's one kid, sometimes it's a band kid, at the end of their team's season.
You don't get to play the piccolo anymore.
You are crying with the piccolo in hand. From the New York Post, it took one day and one shocking upset for the first college hoops fan to have a viral March Madness moment. God, you never want to be this kid. And it was the Kentucky loss, okay? One Wildcat fan has become an internet sensation after a Twitter user posted a screenshot from the game's broadcast on social media. And it's just this
Aww, poor girl.
Forlorn, lovely young woman in a Kentucky jersey. That post, by the way, has been viewed almost 5 million times. She's not crying.
No, she's beautiful.
She's not the crying piccolo player, but it's the look that you would expect on the faces of Kentucky fans after their first round loss.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Royals owner John Sherman joining us at 4:15 this afternoon. Festivus Friday comes your way at 5 o'clock. Def Leppard. We mentioned this at the beginning of the show. I don't think we've seen any games that would make this number change much. But after 1.5 days of the men's tournament, the brackets that are still perfect are 0.00038%.
You know who you are. There's probably only one of you listening.
One of them happens to be Atlanta Falcons running back Bijan Roberts, Robinson.
No way.
He has a perfect bracket as of right now.
Oh, somebody so said on Twitter, goodbye Bijan's bracket.
Oh, yep. did he lost out?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Did he have Presbyterian?
That was a women's game. That was a women's game to South Carolina. Nobody picked Presbyterian. Nobody.
Bless their hearts.
Except maybe the college president picked Presbyterian to be
South Carolina. By the way, also from South Carolina, Presbyterian.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
By the way, ESPN announcing that of all the brackets that have been submitted, you know, because they do, you can submit brackets.
No, I did. I have Marquette winning it all.
Yesterday, 22 million brackets were broken.
Wow.
There were only 1,825 perfect brackets left.
That is how impossible. One in, what, 97 quintillion or something?
It's ridiculous.
To get it all.
92 quintillion.
Yeah, just something astronomically
22 million brackets were broken yesterday alone, and only 1,800 remained perfect this morning.
Florida is stomping on Colorado right now, early in the first half. And then this from Ice-T on Twitter.
The rapper?
Overnight. SVU just got officially picked up for season 26.
Wow.
Thanks to all of our incredible fans.
Longest running?
I was just going to say, that has to be Law & Order SVU.
Is a great show, by the way.
Season 26, and it's the formula, both Law & Order and Law & Order SVU, is the formula that's just always a hit. If I'm in the kitchen and it's on, I will watch it.
Well, and they have never changed the formula.
They have They've switched out some of the players.
That's part of why they've lasted so long, though, is because they ignore bringing in the backstory. Other shows try to bring in the backstory of the characters. They don't do that.
Is that really what it is?
Mm-hmm.
It's just about the crime.
Yep. It's all about the crime, so they can bring people in, kick people out. If they don't want to be on the show anymore, there's no devastating loss because there was no emotional connection to that character.
Well, I don't know. I think everyone loves Olivia Benson.
Only one character has been on the show the entire time.
Is it her?
Mm-hmm. Mariska
Hargitay.
Hargitay.
You know that one of Taylor Swift's cats is named Olivia for Olivia on SVU.
Is that right?
That is absolutely correct. The amount of trivia that I know about this woman now is quite frankly embarrassing.
Ice-T joined the show on season 2.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
26 seasons. Has there ever been another show that does it that way? Where it's the same show, but just people just swap in and out? It's got to be no.
I can't imagine.
There's other shows that have tried to mimic it because they saw the success that they had, but then, they go down the route of, what's this backstory about this person's love life?
It never occurred to me until you just said that that's the difference in that show.
Mm-hmm. NCIS has done the same thing.
Just about the crime.
Now, it is not the longest running TV show of all time.
No.
The Tonight Show's been on for 70 seasons.
Well, I think it's the longest running episodic show outside of something like The Tonight Show.
It says here Survivor's been on for 46 seasons, but I think because they do two seasons a year, so it's been on for 23 years. But they've had 46 seasons. The Simpsons have been on for 34 seasons, and Sesame Street, 54 seasons.
Oh, Sesame Street.
And where's 60 Minutes in all this? And Meet the Press.
Maybe they separated out.
So if you include everything, Meet the Press is number one, 76 years.
Wow.
CBS Evening News at 75 years. Music and the Spoken Word at 74 years.
What's Music and the Spoken? I've never even heard of that.
It is a variety show. Oh, it's religious.
Let's get those phones ringing.
700 Club. Pat Robertson will be here in just a moment.
ABC World News Tonight, 70 years.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, a lot of the news shows are going to. Is Grey's Anatomy still on the air?
It is.
Unbelievable.
How many seasons are they in?
Too many.
Let's look.
And what's her name?
I don't think she's still in it.
Oh, really?
Meredith Grey? I don't think she's still in it.
Huh.
My girls watch it. Do you know they have called this Grey's Anatomy effect the reason that more, I don't know if it's young women or just more young professionals, went into medicine?
Well, that's great.
That the numbers went up because of that show. Then I think you get in there, you're like, it's not quite like it is on Where's McDreamy?
Got to take science?
20 seasons.
I got to take science.
Quick break to the news.
Want to know things?
Royals owner John Sherman joining us at 4:15. And in 1 hour from now, we'll be getting ready to start Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances, here on Dana and Parks. We'll see you on the other side.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.